Hi, this is Jules, and I just want to say I love what you're doing. I love your shows. I listen to it every Sunday. And I have a question, a topic, or whatever have you. Why do men, oh no, let me say this. Why do people seek out other people as far as dating wise when they're not completely ready? Like you chase this person and you chase this person. Oh, I want to be with you. I want to be with you. I want to see where this can go. I want to see how this going to work. Just for you to get that person's attention, for that person to get into you, for you to say, oh, I got to do this. I got to handle this. Oh, I can't get married because I got this to do. Oh, I don't want no girlfriend right now. But you chased me. You went through all that work and you chased me just to be not ready. Why? 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 I'm having this problem. I've been single for about 2 years now, and it's so hard out here. I'm 37 years old, and you still have, I'm going to say people, around my age still thinking that they're in their damn 20s, and everybody wants a side chick and a side this and a side that. So you done chased me this whole while just for me to be a little side something? Please enlighten me, because I'm just baffled. Baffled! Thank you.
What's up, Kissables? This is the Kissable Diva, and you are tuning in to the Kissable Nights podcast, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships. As you know, we are entering into the season 3 of the Kissable Nights podcast, and guess what? It is listener's choice. So as you've heard at the beginning of the podcast, was a caller that called in. And basically, she had a question about why is it that, you know, when you're being chased by someone, and at least this is how I understand it. You're being chased by someone. They chase you and chase you and chase you for you to invest yourselves in them. And then once you have invested yourself, then they don't have time. They don't have time to nurture that relationship that they've been chasing you for. And then they're not ready. They have all the excuses. They don't want a girlfriend. It's almost like they get scared and running away after they've chased you down for so long. So that's the question coming from Jules. Thank you so much for calling in with your question. You don't have to call in with your question. You can email us at info@kissableretreats.com. You can email your questions there if you have a question that you would like discussed on the show. So today, we're going to be talking about the question that Jules left us. The short answer is they weren't ready. They were not ready for that relationship. And how can you tell if somebody is actually ready? For one thing, you need to start off slow. I mean, what happened to becoming friends? What happened to, you know, old folk call it courting, but it's the best thing in life because you get to find out who it is that you're talking to. It's a part of just like you pay a bill every month for your likes. You need to pay some time, invest yourself into getting to know someone instead of being so quick to want to lay down with them. I mean, to get your rocks off of this, whatever. I mean, if that is the case, if that's what you would like to do, you need to be upfront with that and allow that person to make that decision whether they want to go forward. If they want to go forward with just having a cut buddy, somebody who can, you know, be in the bed every now and then or whatever, then you allow them that decision. But you don't make it for them by not being truthful, because that's stupid. You're going to have, you know, you don't know what this person is capable of, you know, if they find out that you've been lying to them. I mean, some people have been hurt, like multiple times, so many times, and their reaction is explosive because you're getting all of the hurt that they have not dealt with. So if that's what you're looking for, by all means, let that person know. And if they're down with it, you're good to go. But if you are in a relationship, or if you are trying to get to know someone, and like I said, like the old folks courting, go ahead and get to know them. Get to know what they like. What do they like to do? What is their like? You know, usually when you're talking to someone on a constant basis, you're learning their routines. You're learning what they like. You're learning what they're open to. You're investing yourself. You're ready to open yourself up for feelings for someone else. You're open, they're open. It's nothing but room for opportunity. But if you're, let's say that, you know, you're in a relationship, a past relationship that you have not healed from, you've gotten hurt from that relationship, they cheated on you, you know, you just mad at every woman alive or every man alive, however be it. And you just don't care. You don't have anybody else's feelings. And you just don't care. And you're meeting people that's out and about. And you're just saying anything. Anything that they want to hear. Just so that you can reach your goal and exit out stage left. Basically, you're not being honest and fair. A lot of people do not know how to do this. A lot of people have not come to grips with doing this. A lot of people do not know the benefits in doing this, of being honest and fair. So because you're so hurt by what, however you grew up, however your past was, however your relationships were, and you did not deal with those things, you bring all of that trash, all of those, you know that song, Bag Lady? You bring all of that into the relationship, all those bags, all those labeled bags into the relationship, where you're trying to cover up with dirt, trying to make it look good, dress it up, spray on it, make it smell good, and presenting it to this person that is open and open. If they're open, you know, sometimes you get people who lie to each other, but if you get someone who's like open and honest and they just rolling out the red carpet for you and they telling you all the bones that they have in the closet and you know, all the good benefits that they have to offer you. And yet you have this pile of dirt of all these bags that's sitting up under this dirt that smell, but you have, you know, perfumed it up to make it look good. That means you're not ready. That person is not ready. So if you're a person that's looking or that's dating, how can you tell if somebody is not ready? You receive signs. If you're a woman and you're dating a man, you get signs. Or vice versa, if a man is dating a woman, if you pay attention, you will get the signs. A lot of times we see red flags and we just cast it aside like, oh, you know, maybe that was just one instance or whatever. It is so good when you meet a person to ask them about their past. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't, you know, when I meet somebody, I don't care about their past. You know, I just want to get to know them, blah, 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 blah. The only reason why to ask them about their past, and I'm not saying what was her name, where did y'all live, you know, what was your address? That's not what I mean. I mean, learning the behaviors, the past behaviors. And if they recognize that those behaviors in the past weren't good, what have they done to change? Or what are they doing to not go back to who they were in the past? You have to pay attention to routines. Everybody has one. Women, men, it doesn't matter. Everybody has one. If they're working, they're an adult, they're responsible, they have routines. There's nothing like crazy spontaneous about, you know, working and paying bills. And, you know, they probably go out of town or, you know, go on trips or whatever. You know, that's that type of person. But you have to pay attention to if they're pouring in you as much as you're pouring into them. It's so many signs that we come across and we just cast aside. And, you know, it's like, oh, maybe it was just that one time. Maybe, you know, it was a bad day for them or whatever, whatever. And some of us, you know, it's an excuse. And some of us, it's like, okay, you got one more time to act like that, and then I'm cutting you off. So it's whatever that you can bear, whatever you can handle. But when looking into talking to new people and getting to know them, if you know that you are open, you're open to a relationship, if you know that you're open to just being a cup buddy, or if you know that you're just looking for a friend, all of those intentions should be made in the beginning. This is how we all go wrong, when we kind of just enter into something without saying what our true intentions are. And I'm not saying you scared a person out and say, hey, I'm looking for a husband. If you ain't trying to get married, then we don't belong together. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. But if that person is meant for you, everything will fall in place as long as you are being honest and fair with that person and with yourself. With yourself first, because you need to make sure that you are emotionally available for this person and to invest your emotions and all of that stuff into this person. You have to make sure that, you know, you're available for all of that. And it takes a lot of energy to do that. It takes a lot. And sometimes, you know, that chick Angel, her husband, Angel and Marcus Tanksley, last season, Strengths in Relationships, when she was talking about giving advice and saying not to romanticize the relationship, don't be so in love in the fact of actually talking to somebody and, I don't know, they could say one word or they could say a sentence or something they can always tell you, and it just blinds you to everything else. You have to be present in the moment and have in the forefront of the things that you want for yourself. And if you have children, what do you want for yourself and your children? What this person is going to bring into your life? Men too, because there are single fathers out there. What is this person going to bring to you and your children? Are they emotionally available for, you know what I'm saying, for that relationship? Are you emotionally available? So it's almost like you have to self-examine yourself. And most of the time, when you examine yourself, you're able to call the bullshit on anybody that comes to you with it. You're able to call it out because you already know what you want. You know what you want. And once you know what you want, is the greatest thing is law of attraction. You put it out there, it will come to you. So once you get to that level, you will understand and you will know. But for those that are just out there, just meeting people, and first thing to do is be honest and fair. Be honest and fair. Be honest and fair about what you want. Be honest and fair. Let them know your intentions. And if they're not able to fulfill that, walk away. Have the strength to walk away. Some women feel like, oh, this is all I can get right now. No. If you know the power in knowing what you want, law of attraction, if you know the power in that, then no, that's not the best you could get. You get exactly what you're looking for, what's best for you. But you have to make sure self-love is like the greatest thing in this universe. When I say it is the greatest thing in this universe to have self-love. Self-love is, man, if you don't understand, self-love will help so many marriages, so many relationships, because you love yourself and you're able to be there for yourself, then you are able to give yourself to the person that you're with. You're able to love them. You're able to understand them. You're able to be patient because you love yourself first and you took care of whatever is going on with yourself first. And only then are you able to, you know, extend yourself to someone else, to extend yourself to your children. I understand as a mother, you know, most mothers, you know, they'll lay down in front of a car for their child. But if you're not taking care of yourself, You are only doing, even though it feels like you're doing everything in life for these children, but if you are not doing you know, you're not doing well for yourself, then you're doing them a disservice because they need you. If you're out of the picture, then their foundation is rocky. So to get back to what Jules called in about, these guys or women that are chasing and they're chasing. And when they finally get you, they are too busy. They're not ready to invest themselves. It's because there is no self-love there. They have not dealt with whatever is making them get out of those relationships or had a bad relationship or however they grew up. Let me tell you something. Life is never going to be easy as long as we're living and breathing in these bodies. We are just spiritual beings having a physical experience. So with that being said, that may be over some heads, but just know that that's just to say that no one has had an easy ride in life. I don't care if they've grew up, you know, with a so-called silver spoon, whether they grew up wealthy, whether they grew up poor, whether they grew up middle class, they have had some challenge in life that has stained them. Now, some people have grown, you know, with those challenges in life. They don't highlight those challenges in their life. Others highlight those challenges and it paralyzes them. It paralyzes them and they don't grow beyond that point. They don't take that challenge and turn it around and make it something worthwhile, something worth living for. You're always going to be challenged in this life. You are always going to be challenged. But the thing is that you have to understand to take that challenge and make the best out of it and turn it around so that you can learn from it and move on. So when you see that again, you already know how to work with it. You already know what to do. Oh, okay. I know what this is. And you keep it moving and it just makes you stronger. What won't kill you, make you stronger. So with that being said, self-love is paramount. Okay. Self-love is paramount. And once you have that self-love, once you have taken care of those issues that you probably really didn't know affected you as much. But when you sit down and think about things that you've been hurt by, things that have happened in your life that have affected you, what is the positive, or how can you turn that into a positive that can make or help you grow into the magnificent being that you can be, that you potentially can be? All we could do is become the best versions of ourselves. And with that being said, I hope that you learned, or, you know, what I've said has answered the question some sort. Sometimes I feel like I'd be like all over the place, but I'm trying to stay on point. But with that being said, you know, I hope that you have gathered something from, you know, the point of having self-love, point of speaking your intentions before, you know, and I mean, yeah, it's a way to do it when you meet someone. Hi, how are you doing? You know, would you like to go out on a date? A lot of people don't do that anymore either. They don't go out. And I'm not saying sit down and eat. You can go for a walk. You can do something different. You like to exercise? Let's go take a class together. Let's go paint together. Let's go do something. Like, get out of the house. Get in front of people and learn who they are face to face instead of making, I don't know, night calls and night caps and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just learn, like, get out of the house, go do something together, whatever it is, canoeing, jet skiing, to the beach, it doesn't necessarily always have to be over sitting down at a table and eating, but it's good. I really love the idea of painting with wine. You know, painting with a twist is a real famous one here in South Florida, a well-known one in South Florida. And I think that's amazing conversation piece to learn how to paint and it's almost like you're kind of relaxed. And I mean, if you're really, you know, it's kind of, you're kind of open. You're kind of open, and it's a very, very good conversation that you can have just doing that. So if, and you know, you could go Dutch, you know, I know it was a big conversation with a couple panels that I've listened to, that men pay for the first date if they ask. However you two decide, I mean, you're grown. However you decide that it should be, just get out of the house. Get out of the house, get in front of each other's faces, make time to do it, make time to invest, because that's the only way I feel that it will be something that will be solidified in forming some type of foundation for a friendship first, for a friendship. See if you even like each other. Do you even like him? Some people just go forward and have this intimate relationship with this person, and they find out they don't even like him. I don't even like him. Oh my God, I hate how he eats. Oh my God. Did you see how he dressed? Oh my goodness. I mean, all that type of stuff. If you just befriend a person, just befriend them. And if that's, you know, if the feeling is mutual, if that's what you're looking for, you know what I mean? Be honest, be fair, spit out what you really want, your intentions. And I think that will be a good start. I'm not saying that's the answer, but that's a good start to be with someone. And if you want, you'll know the bullshit when it comes. You'll know it. You'll know it. And now it's your choice whether you want to deal with it or if you'll be like, okay, that's not for me. You have a good night. And you wait for someone who is serious about what you're looking for. But if you don't know what you're looking for, then you're going to receive anything. So with that being said, Kissables, I hope that you enjoyed today's question from our listener's choice. If you have any questions, please call 754-229-9878. Again, that is 754-229-9878. You can leave a message asking me the question that you want me to discuss, or that you would like to discuss. If you want to be on the show to discuss it, we could do that too. I'm open to all listener choices requests. And thank you so much for listening. I'm happy to be back. I love this podcast. It's off the chain. But anyway, I missed y'all. Go ahead and show some love on kissableretreats.com, where we discuss everything that's going on with Kissable Treats, Kissable Retreats, and the Kissable Nights podcast. Keep up with the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter and get your calendar, your date night calendar. And yeah, y'all, I am like, this is like really energized me. I am like so happy to be back. I hope y'all missed me too. All right, so follow me at The Kissable Diva. And again, go to the Kissable Nights, go to the Kissable Retreats website to find out any information. And yep, we'll see you next week with the next caller's question. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into the Kissable Nights podcast, where we discuss everything love, sex, and relationships after dark. Please tune in on iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and soon Spotify. I'm so excited. And y'all keep it kissable. Keep it kissable, y'all. Have a great night. Bye.